The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Welcome to our Motivation Talk once more. This is Taurai. I want to talk about the 2 days in our life. There are 2 days in every week that we should not worry about. 2 days that should be kept free from fear and apprehension. One is yesterday, with its mistakes and its cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and its pains. Yesterday has passed forever, and it is already beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot do a single act which we performed, nor can we erase a single word that we have said. Yesterday is gone. It's like water under the bridge. It can never pass again. Every time there is any batch of water that passing, it is yet a different one, because the one that passed 2 seconds ago is already gone. The other day that we should not worry about is a day called tomorrow. Tomorrow is beyond our control. Tomorrow's sun will rise either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds, but it will arise. And until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet unborn. This lives only one day, today. Any person can fight the battles of just one day. It is only when we add the burdens of yesterday and tomorrow that we break down. It is not the experience of today that drives people mad. It is the remorse of bitterness for something which happened yesterday and the dread of what tomorrow may bring. That scares, concerns, and worries people. That frightens people. That causes anxiety and apprehension in people. But we need to realize that we should still move on and make the required successes that our lives demand and that the future depends on. We need to do so. Even as I did say initially, that of these 2 days that should be kept from fear and apprehension, the mistakes of the past, the cares, the faults and the blunders and the concerns, the aches associated with the past, with those mistakes of yesterday, and the pains that derive and emanate forth out of it, truthfully speaking, are beyond our control. But what we need to do is to begin to realize that they forever have passed beyond, indeed, this self-same control, that which we talk about. For we cannot do anything about them. They have already been effected and done. So, we actually need to progress forth, knowing that we at least have today, because tomorrow's stake will determine itself. It will not be determined by you and I. But we can choose today to make the difference. We can choose today to have the perception that is so correct, that is so appropriate and ideal, that it begins to mold what tomorrow will be, whether or not we reach tomorrow or we will pass on today. But the positivity with which we have handled today has results that flow into the possibilities of the success of tomorrow, and has within itself that outflow into the veins that satisfy and satiate the successes that are coming tomorrow. It has the strength and the capacity that if our today is appropriately handled and correctly looked at and perceived and dealt with and interrelated with, such that we make the necessary modifications to the pains that surround our circumstances as of what happened yesterday, we can actually build a pedestal upon which tomorrow can stand on, upon which tomorrow's hope and success can be built, and we can make the required breakthroughs, and the breakthroughs that will yield the beauty and indeed the success and the joy and the greatness which our nation needs, requires, and is seeking for. Such that even our participation with international organs, our participation and interaction with citizens of other nations that would interrelate with us would be such as are of human cooperation within this global village, as to be able to build our very immediate surroundings to the beauty to which they best can become, and the beauty from which they best can outflow into a positive impact that generates the successes which others can derive from us, as we then make the earth a more habitable place for all humans and make it a wonderful abode. Remember that we ought to live our lives forgetting what is behind and straightening towards what is ahead of us, noting that the former things are gone and we should forget and leave them behind, in order that we should not dwell on the past, because our tomorrow can be a better tomorrow without need to worry about it, because it will worry about itself. For each day has enough troubles of its own, because we therefore cannot boast about tomorrow, for we do not know what a day it may bring forth. However, we know what today can bring forth if we are going to do it right. Because this is the day that we have been given. This is the day that we have reached and are in. And we ought therefore to rejoice in it, to be glad in it, and to step forth and step out of it into the wonder of the beauty of the successes that can emanate forth from the positivity, that which we derive from our perception of what today looks like and of what today can best become. The challenge is for you and me to pursue for forgetting what is past, not fearing for what tomorrow can become, because we do not mistrust one another. As a result of the bridges of hope that we are building today, that we are choosing to build today, bridges of hope, bridges of social interaction and interrelationships, bridges of civil obedience and integrity, which brings forth, therefore, a platform upon which and through which and by which we can cross over into a future that has got loaded with it prosperity, breakthrough, integrity, success, beauty, communality as a people, and we can be wholesome as an entity and indeed a gathering of the diverse groups who we are, with our diverse cultural practices, concerns and concepts that which we have, yet so well integrated and well knit amongst ourselves, to the end that as the fingers of one hand interlock into the spaces of the other hand, we can hold things together and lift things together and carry ourselves forth together as a people in order to land our nation into high platforms and levels of success, prosperity, and breakthrough, to be well and highly acknowledged and regarded as a successful nation, which is led by a successful people who cooperate together as fellow countrymen and citizens of one entity to the success of the land and indeed of the people, both now and in the future. I want to confirm to you that if we do it right today, we will confidently be able to know that no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what the situation can ever look like, in all circumstances, it is well. I share with you this wonderful musical track and wish you the best. Thank you for joining me today. Have a great time.
A heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil with goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, that lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is within, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want a heart that forgives. I want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgives when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right can start. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want to love like and be like and just like and did. I want to walk like and talk like, just like you did. Want to be like and live like, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is the heart that will live totally.